Hey, welcome to Shir Svarno Parshas Truma. Shir this evening is sponsored first by Sheila Siegel and family, marking her grandfather's yard site to Rav David Ben Meir Shmuel. It's also sponsored by Mrs. Pessy Rosen, marking the yard site of her father-in-law Arthur Rosen, the yard site of her father Menachem Mendel Ben Mordechai. And again, all the shiurim this week are also sponsored by Elise and Chaim Meir Mermelstein, marking the yard site earlier this week of her father, Moshe Tzvi Ben Yoshua. The neshamos should all have an aliyah and should see much nachas ruach from the Torah, mitzvahs, and ma'isim tovim that all of the respective families are involved in. We spoke over the past few days about the Sfarno's symbolic interpretation of different aspects of the Mishkan. First, we started off with the Aron, the Kruvim, and the Kapores, and the Kodesh Kodashim. Yesterday we spoke about the Shulchan, the table, the menorah, and the symbolism of various aspects of both the Shulchan and the menorah. The beginning of Perek Chaf Vav, so the Torah begins describing the construction of the Mishkan itself. Pasuk starts at the beginning of Perek Chavav. V'yes ha-mishkan ta'ase eser yirios. The Mishkan itself should be made out of 10 curtains. On that pasuk, the Sfarno comments, Kara ha-yirios b'shem mishkan. The Mishkan itself refers to these curtains. Meaning, very often when we talk about the Mishkan, we refer to the edifice as a whole as being the Mishkan, kind of like we would refer to this building as being the shul building. But much the same way that we use the term shul, both to describe the building, as well as this particular room that we're in right now is the shul, right? This is the shul. Outside of the shul is the vestibule, but everything's in the shul. It's a little bit confusing. But so too, says the Sfarno, it may be, we may use the term Mishkan to describe the building as a whole, but really, strictly speaking, the Mishkan are those yirios, those 10 curtains that surround, that are part of the building. Why is that? Ki besocham hayu kisei shulchan u'menorah l'mishkan shchina. Because those yirios enclosed the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKodashim. The Kodesh Kodashim contained the Aron, which the Sfarno refers to as the Kisei, the throne of Hashem. It didn't look like a throne, didn't look like a chair, but it was the place, as we spoke about before, where Hashem's glory rested. And then in the Kodesh, the chamber right outside of the Kodesh Kodashim, as we spoke about before, were the Shulchan and the Menorah, which, as we spoke about yesterday, were those pieces of furniture, as it were, that one would set up to show that the inhabitant of this place is an honored person, is a distinguished person. All of these pieces of furniture enabled the Mishkan HaShchina, the resting of God's presence. So in other words, these yirios, these curtains, contribute to the Mishkan. They are the Mishkan. They are what enables the Shechina to rest. V'hoyu asuyos kruvim. As the psukim allude to, the images of kruvim were on these yirios, were on these curtains. Ke'inyan srafim omdim mima'al lo, u'ke'inyan v'chod svo ha'shamayim, omed alav mimino u'mismolo. And indeed, when the Nevi'im have prophecies, as we saw before, these prophecies are accompanied by the presence of kruvim, by the presence of malachim. So the very walls of the Mishkan had the imagery of Kruvim worked into the tapestries themselves that surrounded the Mishkan. That's significant, as we'll see in a little bit, as we continue going through the words of the Sfarno regarding these yirios, regarding these curtains. In Pasuk Gimel, we read the following. Chamesh ha-yirios tiyena chovros isha lachosa. There are 10 curtains. 5 of them should be attached to one another. V'chomesh yirios chovros isha alachosa. And the other 5 should be attached to one another. In other words, these 10 yirios, these 10 curtains, are really divided into 2 sections of 5. Each five curtains are attached to one another. And then how do we attach the two sections of five curtains? So the pasuk continues in Dalet. V'yosisa lulaos techeles. You should make loops of techeles. Al sfas hayiriyo ha'achas v'yikotso b'chovores. At the edge of one of the curtains that's together in the chovores, in that co-joining of five curtains. V'chein tasa b'sfas hayiriyo ha'kitzono b'machveres ha'shenis. And similarly, you should have loops at the edge of the other set of five curtains. Chamishim ulos tasa b'yiriyo ha'achas, v'chamishim ulos tasa b'ksei hayiriyo ha'shenis ha'shenis. You should make 50 loops at the edge of one set of curtains, and another 50 loops at the edge of the other set of curtains. Makbilos halulos ishal achosa. The loops should correspond one to another. V'yosisa chamishim karsei zahav. You should then make 50 hooks of gold. V'chibartos hayirios ishal achosa bakrosim. You should use these hooks to connect the two sets of curtains, meaning you put the hook in such a way that it locks into a loop on one side and a loop on the other side, and the hooks hold the loops together. V'hoya mishkan echad. And that will bring the mishkan, remember the word mishkan, says the Sfarno, means the curtains. All of the curtains will become one because you'll hook together five and five, so they'll all be connected together to be 10. That, of course, calls a basic question to mind. The point ultimately here is to take 10 curtains and co-join them together. So why do it in this very awkward kind of way? You're putting together, you're sewing together five curtains, and then sewing together another five curtains. So why don't you just sew together all 10 curtains? In other words, make up your mind. If the idea is to sew them together, so sew them all together. If the idea is to hook them together with these hooks and loops, so why don't you do that for all of the curtains? Why does it make sense to have two sets of five and five that are then hooked together by loops and hooks in the middle? So you might say, okay, well, it's just practical. It's very difficult to, you know, put together and dismantle. Remember, they had to take the Mishkan down and put it back together. It's difficult to dismantle a huge stretch of 10 curtains. It's a lot easier if you can break it up into two and separate it that way. But again, the Sfarno, like so many of the Mefarshim, sees every aspect of the Mishkan as being symbolic. And to merely say that, you know, something so fundamental about how the Urios, the curtains of the Mishkan, were made is really just a matter of convenience, of logistics, doesn't feel right. There must be something more to it than that, just the logistics themselves. So he writes as follows. B'melachos tziurehen, tia melechas kol achas mehen, mechuvenes im melechas chaverta. With regard to the images that are on these tapestries, that are on these curtains, they should be all similar to one another. In other words, when it says chamesh hayirios tiena chovros, that the set of five should be chovros. Chovros is usually translated as they should be connected, lechaber. But chovros also comes from the word chover, a friend, which means that they should be similar to one another. The design on each of these curtains should be similar to one another. That is to say, the designs on the five, the first set of five, should be similar to one another. The designs on the second set of five should be similar to one another, but there should be slight differences between the design of the first five and the design of the second five. That's what the pasuk means. Chamesh hayirios tiena chovros. The first five should be chaverim with one another. They should be of a like, of a similar style. And the second set, Chamesh Hayirios Tiena Chovros, the second set should also be of a like style with one another, but there should be slight differences between the first five and the second five. Why is that? V'ze l'havdil ben Yirios HaKodesh v'Yirios Kodesh HaKodashim. Comes the Svarno and he says as follows. If you think about it, these 10 yerios, these 10 curtains, envelop the Mishkan as a whole. The edifice, the Mishkan as a building, was basically evenly divided between the Kodesh HaKodashim and the Kodesh. So what emerges, says the Svarno, is that the first five yerios enveloped the Kodesh HaKodashim, the second five yerios enveloped the Kodesh. It wasn't simply that you had a set of 10 arbitrary curtains. Five of those curtains belonged to the Kodesh HaKodashim, five of them belonged to the Kodesh. Therefore, it was important to make a stylistic difference between the first set of five curtains and the second set of five curtains. The first set of five curtains were the Kodesh Kodashim curtains. The second set of five curtains were the Kodesh curtains. Ki im hayos kulam marim b'meleches hakruvim al schalim nivdalim nesulim roe echad. While it's true that each set of five curtains had images of kruvim, which are meant to represent our connection to that which is spiritual and beyond this world, the kruvim are malachim. Nonetheless, the degree of connection that we have to Hashem and to His entourage in the Kodesh HaKodashim is on a higher level than the degree of connection that we have in the Kodesh. And the yerios, the curtains, should demonstrate that. There should be a change in style. If one were to go from the Kodesh to the Kodesh HaKodashim, just looking around at the walls of the Mishkan themselves should change somewhat, depending on whether one is in the Kodesh or the Kodesh HaKodashim. It's true that both the Kodesh HaKodashim and the Kodesh are avenues to be able to connect to HaKodesh Baruch Hu, as represented by the Kruvim, by the Malachim, who are his entourage. But however, Heim Omnom Bilti Shovim B'Madrega. But still, the Kodesh HaKodashim and the Kodesh are not on the same level, and the difference has to reflect that. So now coming back to what we spoke about a few moments before, why the Mishkan is built in the way in which it is, we can begin to appreciate that a little bit more based on the Svarna. We ask, if there are 10 curtains which comprise the Mishkan itself, why not just sew all of them together? Why have a set of five, and then a second set of five, and only have them connected via these hooks that are holding the loops together? That seems very inconvenient. Why don't you just put all 10 of them together? The answer would seem to be, according to the Svarno, it's not just logistics. It's not just, you know, be easier to put together and dismantle in that kind of way. No. The first set of five curtains and the second set of five curtains are different from one another. One is the Kodesh HaKodashim set, the other is the Kodesh set. And while they're supposed to be connected, they're not supposed to be fully co-joined. There should be a degree of connection between the two, but not a full connection, which it would imply total similarity. So how do you do that? You have it with hooks and with loops. So this way, they're connected, but they're not totally connected. They're not totally synonymous or similar to one another. You have the Kodesh HaKodashim curtains, and you have the Kodesh curtains. Nonetheless, it is important to hook those curtains together. I suppose in a different iteration of the Mishkan, one could imagine simply putting one set of five curtains next to another set of five curtains and attaching them in an even less permanent fashion. But it's important to create some degree of unity between the different set of curtains. As the Pasuk says, V'haya ha-mishkan echad, the Mishkan, meaning the curtains, should become one. They should be linked by these hooks. That too is symbolic. Kiim hayos hamadregos bilti shavos. It's true that these two sets of curtains are not created equal. One represents the Kodesh HaKodashim. One represents the Kodesh. Hein omnom misudoros b'seder echad lasos ritzon konam. Nonetheless, the common denominator of both of these sets of curtains is that they speak of the desire to serve HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Ka'amro v'karo zeh ozeh v'omar kodosh. As the Pasuk, which we just said in Kedusha not so long ago, says, the Pasuk from Yeshayahu, one called to another, one Malach called to another Malach, And they said, Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzvakos, Melech Al Ha'aretz Kevodo. What does he mean by quoting that pasuk from Yeshayahu? The pasuk in Yeshayahu just says that when the came time for the Malachim to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to say Kedusha, they called one to another, and they said, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. What's that got to do with the point that the Sfarno is making, that the Kadosh HaKadoshim and the Kodesh are distinct from one another? They're on different levels, they're on different madrigos, but nonetheless, they should be co-joined and connected in some way. It seems like the Sfarno understands the psukim in Yeshayahu that talk about the Malachim praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the following fashion. And again, he doesn't say this, but we're just trying to tease this out of his words. When the Malachim praise Hashem and they say, Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzvakos, Melech Al Ha'aretz Kevodo, why do they need to call out to one another? Think about the way we say Kedusha. When we say Kadosh, 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 we don't call out to one another. Hey, Bob, you know, would you like to say Kedusha? You know, hey, Yanko, would you like to say Kedusha? No, the Chazan says, you know, V'karazel Zevi, Omar, and everybody says as one, Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzvakos, Melech Al Ha'aretz Kevodo. So why doesn't it work that way in Shamayim? Why doesn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu just give a clap? I'm sure there's a Shamas up there in Shamayim, you know. Why doesn't the Shamas up there in Shamayim just give a clap? Kedusha! And have all the Malachim suddenly burst into song, Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzvakos, Melech Al Ha'aretz Kevodo. What's V'karazel Zevi? Each one calls to the other. It seems like the Sfarno is interpreting this in the following way. The Malachim are not created equal. The Malachim themselves are on different levels. The Rambam lists off that there are 10 different levels of Malachim when he talks about it in the Mishnah Torah. Okay, I don't really understand it. Maybe you understand it. I don't know. But the different levels of Malachim, okay, fine. So you might think, okay, if there are different levels of Malachim, these Malachim don't deal with those Malachim. You know, if we're not all Malachim are created equal, there's no declaration of independence when it comes to Malachim. You know, the fact that it's the truth is not self-evident that all Malachim are created equal. There is no such document, as far as I know. They're not created equal, so maybe they don't interact with one another. If they're not created equal, they shouldn't interact with one another at all. We'll do our thing; you'll do your thing. No, the Karozel Zevi Omar. The Malachim call out to one another, and they basically say, look, we may be different from one another, we may be in different groups, but it's important for all of us to interact in order to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you think about it, this is very similar to what we learned yesterday from the Sfarno, in the Sfarno's interpretation of the menorah, where he said that the lamps of the menorah all lean inwards, so that even though the lamps on the right represent a certain type of Jew, a Jew who's involved in Torah learning all the time, and the lamps on the left represent a Jew who's involved in working, and, you know, his primary preoccupation is not with the learning of Torah, nonetheless, the light all shines in the same direction. We're all on the same team. We may have different positions. You know, some of us play shortstop, some of us play outfield, some of us, like I did in Little League, play, please go get sodas for the team, you know, so that we can have something to drink after the game is over. You know, everybody has their own position that they play on the team. But we're all on the same team. Even if we have different positions, you know, we're all ultimately on the same team. So that's what he's saying over here, I think, by the Malachim. But Karozel Zeve Omar, each one calls to the other and says, look, I know you have a different assignment. You're doing a different thing that I'm doing. But we're all together. We're all going to call out to one another and say together, Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzvakos, Melech Al Ha'aretz Kevodo. The model of the Malachim is different types coming together in a common purpose. So that, says the Sfarno, is symbolized not only with the menorah, like we spoke about last time, but it's symbolized in the very makeup of the curtains of the Mishkan. The first five curtains and the second five curtains speak to a different level of serving Hashem. One's the Kodesh Kadoshim curtains, the other's the Kodesh curtains. So they can't be absolutely together. They're not stitched together, but they do have to hang together. They do have to be connected via the hooks, because in the end of the day, they're all working towards a common purpose, both the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Kodesh. Earlier in Parshas Truma, the Sfarno gave us a little bit of a hint as to the distinction between the Kodesh HaKodoshim and the Kodesh in a slightly different way. He hinted at the idea that the Kodesh Kodoshim represents the Talmidei Chachamim who are involved in a very, very direct way with serving Hashem through Limud HaTorah. The Kodesh represents those Jews who are not involved full-time in the learning and the teaching of Torah. It's important for those groups of Jews to be together. They're different than one another. You can't say that they're the same. You know, the Jews who were associated with the Kodesh Kodoshim, with the learning and teaching of Torah in a full-time capacity, are different than the Jews who are not involved in that. But it's important that they be connected. Again, just to read his language back in Perek Chofei, Pasuk Tes, B'shnei machbaros mechubaros bekrosim, lios la'achodim la'avodas borom. These two sets of curtains are joined together with these krosim, with these hooks, to be together in serving Hashem. In other words, they're not the same, but they're connected. And then he writes, V'chein roi sheyu b'Yisrael kol kedoshov mechubarim el ha-hamon lehavinu lehoros. So too it's appropriate in Klal Yisrael that the Talmidei Chachamim, represented by the curtains of the Kodesh HaKodoshim, should be connected to the Hamon, to the masses, through these hooks. In other words, there should be a conversation going on between the Talmidei Chachamim and the masses of Jews, lahavin lahoros, in order to teach them. A Talmid Chacham shouldn't exist in an ivory tower where he has no interaction with the mass of the multitudes of Jews. There should be a connection, even while recognizing that, you know, the Avodas Hashem of both is different from one another. If you take a look a little bit further in the Psukim, so after having described these yerios, these curtains that comprise the Mishkan, and the yerios are made up of different types of material. Okay, if you go back to Chavav, yes, Hamishkan Tasa Esh the yerios, you should make the Mishkan out of 10 curtains. Shesh Moshzar, twisted linen, uscheles v'argamon, with turquoise, purple, v'solash shani, and scarlet wool, kruvim masei choshev tasa osam, a woven design of kruvim should you make them. That's what he was referring to before, that the design of kruvim is worked in to these yerios, to these curtains. After these curtains, in Pasuk Zion we read, v'yosiso yerios izim, you should make curtains out of goat hair, la'ohel al hamishkan, to be a tent over the Mishkan. So this is the actual tent that covers over the top of this building. So it's interesting. I would think that the Ohel is the Mishkan. What do you mean, La Ohel Al HaMishkan? In other words, there's the Mishkan, and then there's the tent that's on top of it. So the Sfarno reiterates what he said before. Ki HaMishkan Lo Haisa HaKavana Bo Sheya Ahil. The tent and the Mishkan are not the same thing. Mishkan doesn't mean the tent, even though very often I think, when we think of the word Mishkan, we translate it sort of as the tent, you know, this holy tent. No, but they weren't the same thing. Aval sheyihiyu hakruvim saviv lekise shulchan umenorah. The point of the Mishkan, meaning those first 10 curtains, was to surround the entire edifice with this image of kruvim, to indicate that Hashem's presence, as represented by the presence of these malachim, surrounds everything involved over here. The actual tent, the covering, which is made from the izim, which is made from the goat hair, that's a separate entity which goes over the top of everything else. But in other words, the purpose of these first yerios is to bring the kruvim into the picture, And it has to be seen as having symbolic significance, not practical significance in terms of protection or the like. Okay, we'll just add one short idea for the Svarna before we finish. Later on in Pasuk Lamed Hey, it describes the arrangement of the furniture, the kelim. It says, "V'samtos ha'shulchan michutz la'paroches." The shulchan should be outside of the paroches, i.e., in the kodesh. Yes, ha'menorah nochach ha'shulchan. The menorah should be opposite the shulchan. As we know, the menorah was on the southern side of the Mishkan, and then the Beis HaMikdash, the table, the Shulchan, was on the northern side. What was the significance of that? So he writes in Pasuk Lamed Hey, Achar Shesider Sakisei Bifnim, after setting up the Aron, the throne of Hashem, inside the Kodesh HaKodashim, Sider Lefon of Chutz LaParoch HaShulchan HaMenorah HaBoim L'Chvod Yoshev HaKisei. As we spoke about already, the Shulchan and the menorah and the Kodesh are there to show honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who sits on the throne in the Kodesh HaKodashim. V'sider es ha-menorah b'yamin v'ashulchan b'smol. The menorah was on the right, the shulchan was on the left. Now, just think about this for a minute. It obviously depends on which perspective we're talking about. The Svarno says, you have to imagine, as it were, as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sitting in the Kodesh HaKodashim. Right, Kavayochel, so to speak. That's the place of his dwelling. So, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perspective, if he's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the menorah, which is on the southern side, the Kodesh HaKadoshim was in the west, the menorah, which was on the southern side, would be on his right, the Shulchan would be on his left. What's the significance of that? Why right and left? So he says, as the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Perek Gimel, Orech Yomim Bimina, length of days is at the right. The menorah represents Torah, which is length of days. Kihem chayenu v'arech yomenu. B'smola osher v'chavod. On the left is wealth and honor. The shulchan represents parnasa, as Chazal talk about. It represents the idea that we will find sustenance, wealth, be taken care of, and honor. So that's the significance of why one is in the north, one is in the south. It's really right and left, kavayocho, from the perspective of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were to be in the Kodesh HaKodashim. Wish everyone a wonderful Shabbos. Rabbi Chanan ben Akasha Omer, Ratzah.